The 2022 Hard Rocker football season is fast approaching. Feel the excitement of game day Saturday in Rapid City with fellow Hard Rocker friends and alumni this fall. Be there for every home game when you purchase football season tickets that begin at just $75. And remember that South Dakota Mines football features the region's premier tailgating fan experience that happens inside the stadium, with season tickets still available for ramps A, B, and C spaces. Hi, this is Tom Rudebush, the voice of the Hard Rockers. Head coach Charlie Floor and the Hard Rockers are coming off a breakthrough winning season and are seeking to contend in the rugged Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference with a home schedule featuring top rivals Black Hills State and Chadron State. Get your Hard Rocker season tickets today at GoRockers.com or call the Hard Rocker ticket office at 605-394-2351. Season tickets are on sale right now for the 2022 season. It's a great day to be a Hard Rocker.
3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, and the Hard Rocker Podcast Network. Focusing on stories on and off the playing surface. This is the Hard Rocker Huddle.
My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. This is episode 31 of the Hard Rocker Huddle. Our first episode of the 2022-23 school year. Have a few guests in today. First is Hard Rocker Volleyball head coach Lauren Torvey Prohaska. Just kind of getting started, you're only about 4 or 5 days out from your first tournament. What have you been happy with so far, and then how do you kind of make the transition from summer camp into preparing for that first tournament?
Yeah, I think when you're 2 weeks in, you're happy about a lot of things. You know, I think the biggest thing that makes me excited about where we're headed is the foundation that we stand on. I feel very good about our culture, where we're at. I feel very good about our leadership, and I feel very good about our core values. Like, we just understand who we are, and we understand what this program is trying to accomplish. And with that, I think a lot of things answer themselves. So I think for this is now my fifth season, but this is sort of the year it should be feeling normal by now, of what our new culture was, you know, going to feel like when I set out to change this whole thing. And I'm really excited about the leadership with our senior class. We have 7 seniors. They've been doing a really good job at leading our freshmen, leading our underclassmen, and not only on the court, but off the court. And just kind of setting the tone of like, hey, we're trying to not only be a great program and leave a legacy and be great leaders on and off the court, but we're also trying to win. And we want to win a lot of games, and we want to do the absolute best that this program has ever done before. So I think the energy is great. I'm really glad to see that on the court. We've been seeing a lot of talent, which is tough for me, but fun for, you know, what we're trying to do. So it's always a tough week when you got to start building your first starting lineup to head into your first weekend. I feel confident about that lineup that we're in right now, and see if people can kind of rise to the occasion, which one of our ladies are kind of ready to take on that bigger load. But heading into this weekend, it's always a exciting time to see where everyone's at and if we can get 4 wins under our belt in 2 days.
Yeah, you also bring in 7 freshmen too. Mm-hmm. What has it kind of been like to see them push some of the upperclassmen and then learn from them and kind of grow through camp so far?
Yeah, I think because our senior class is 7, they look at the freshman class of 7 as them 4 years ago. So I think they see themselves in them, which is, it makes leadership easy when you feel like you've walked those shoes before. And they've done our freshmen have, there are a lot of personalities, which we love. We love personality. We love character. We love a little pizzazz. So they've definitely brought a lot of energy and a lot of fun. They keep things loose. They're, you know, they're fun. They're really good people. But they're a lot, really talented. So they've pushed us in almost every category that we have. And there really is no one that's lagging behind, which is what you want out of a big freshman class. They all very much understand what it takes, and they all are pushing their current volleyball positions. And I mean, we're definitely going to have some freshmen start on the floor on Friday. So it's going to be fun to kind of see what they can step up and do.
Yeah, it's a little different, obviously, what they do in camp compared to when the sure. first serve actually happens.
Sure.
What are you kind of expecting, you know, from that group? Are you expecting a lot of them to get pretty significant playing time? Are you I guess, what are your overall expectations for that young group?
Yeah, I mean, we look to that freshman class to fill a few holes in our current lineup. You know, we knew Emma Grimm returning as one of our outsides was going to be a huge impact for us, being healthy again, because we really missed a big part of her freshman year last year. So we knew that we knew coming in one of our freshmen was going to have to start in that O2 position. So we know that's going to be a guarantee. We've had a couple freshmen battle in that defensive position. But other than that, I think it's just like they are making our gym better. They're making our team better. And yeah, they're giving everyone kind of a run for their money, I think. But expectations are the same as they are for everyone else. Like, we have to be playing at a consistently high level, and we got to go out and do that to win all of our games.
Yeah, one thing that you talk about a lot is being able to be repeatable. Mm-hmm. How important is that just in overall what you do on the court?
Yeah, I mean, repeatability to us, like, I think we talk about that probably every day. Yeah, it means a lot. It's like we talk a lot about this monotonous good aspect. Like, if we can just be good all the time, that is what greatness is. And we can't get pumped up about doing this flashy thing every 3 points, because it doesn't matter. Like, we have to do good things every point, and that's going to make us win games. So I think the younger group is really bought into that. They're very much understanding of, like, I need to be consistent, not just wow coach or wow the team every other point. So they understand, like, what consistency looks like. Can you score consistently? Can you keep the ball off the floor consistently? Can you consistently serve? So repeatability is, I would say, at the very foundation of everything that we do. And yeah, we undoubtedly talk about it every single day. So huge expectation for us to be repeatable, and that's something that we need to do all year long to be where we want to be.
Yeah, you last year you kind of ran into some depth issues with some injuries. And how important is it this year to be able to obviously count on some of those freshmen to be able to not only just be bodies, but be able to push some of the upperclassmen? Obviously, competition makes everyone better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, injuries have been unfortunate for our program in the past. This year going into it, we have a very healthy roster, but we have 18 ladies who are all very much on the same page. And so it's, our culture has gotten to this point where it's like, you're in or you're out, and we got 18 that are in. I don't foresee us having really many depth issues at all, because our positions are pretty deep, and the talent is really good. Which is different than it's been a little bit in the past. So I'm really proud of the recruiting we've done, and obviously the development we've had with certain positions skill-wise, because I think it's consistent across the board. I think, like, you look at our setter group, and I think any one of our setters could go in and play a match at a similarly high level and not miss a beat. And that's what you want out of your group. You know what I mean? So, yeah, obviously, we hope to keep everyone healthy, and we hope to keep everyone safe and do all those things. But yeah, I mean, I was looking at a team picture last year of one of our matches, and we had 8 kids dressed out during a match, and all those injuries pretty much are outside of volleyball. So it's like out of our control, which is unfortunate, but we're moving forward, and I think we have the right group and the right medical team to obviously keep us moving forward.
Sure. And just looking at your early season schedule, you're at MSU Billings for a tournament this weekend, and then Augie the next weekend. What do you kind of look to do to bring from these early tournaments into conference play, just from a competition standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, our whole thing about going into the first 2 weekends of non-conference preseason is setting the tone for who we are. And you want people to know who we are. So when we walk into a gym, what is the energy you're giving out? What's the type of tone you're going to set? What's the tempo we're going to play at? Like, you want people in that gym to be like, who is that team? And the first 2 weekends are fun because nobody knows anybody. You can know what a team did the year before, but that doesn't matter in volleyball or in sports. So you got a new freshman, they could have graduated everybody, they have a new coach with a new system, it doesn't matter. So we know nothing about the teams we're playing this weekend. We're going to go into it trying to be the best team that we can be, and also the best team that's at that tournament. We want to win all our games. And we go into that second weekend, we know it's a little bit tougher just based on, like, the legacy of the teams that we're playing. They've been historically incredibly competitive, but that's a positive thing. And they don't know anything about us. So we're going to go out and give them a run for their money, and we're going to have a lot of fun while we do it. But we have to bring toughness into the RMAC schedule. I mean, the RMAC is arguably, RMAC volleyball is the best sport that RMAC has going on right now. I don't know about other sports we don't carry, but as far as the sports I know that we carry, like RMAC volleyball is insane. And so we have to bring our very best, and we have to be tough, and we have to be repeatable, and we have to be at a much higher level than we have been to be up there, which we want to be up there. We want to be a top team in the RMAC. So we're trying to bring a lot of offense and a much higher kill percentage we've had in the past. And hopefully if we can focus on those things, and while also being that hype, tough, intimidating team, you know, if we can bring all that combined with the strategy that we have, I think we can be a top team in RMAC for sure.
All right, that's all I have for you. Good luck this weekend. Good luck the next couple of weeks, and we'll see you, I guess, at home in the middle of September.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Back with Hard Rocker Volleyball, Cassie Luce, senior setter. Just kind of starting off, you know, you just got back. You've been here all summer, though. What did you kind of do over the summer?
So over the summer, like, we tried to get a big group of us to stay so we could go to the gym pretty much after work every day. Go pepper, go touch a ball, go do something, and we'd all go work out, we'd all go back into the gym to do some stuff, and it was just really fun to, like, train here over the summer and have people who want to train here, not just to, you know, have fun with your friends over the summer. It's like we all had a common goal to be here to get better together.
Sure, and how important was that to kind of building your culture going into this year to be able to have basically your whole team here being able to work out together?
Yeah, I think it's really important because it really, like, makes you grow together, and it's like you don't really think much of it, but that 3 month of summer is, it's a long one, and you really, like, separate yourselves from each other, and just like building that culture to, like, stay here and, like, train together, I really think makes us more focused as to, like, what we needed to get done in the fall, and it really just, like, makes all of our goals align, and I think it's super important to all be here to train together.
Sure, and you've kind of been around for a few years now, obviously going into your senior year. What have you kind of seen in the growth from a culture standpoint?
Mm-hmm. So starting off, it was, like, it's so new, I didn't know what to expect and all of that stuff, and then as it went forward and forward, it just got more exciting because we all had a common goal, and we just kept going with that, and it got more and more intense, and with that, more and more fun, so.
Yeah, and what did you do professionally this summer? I know you had an internship. What mm-hmm. did you do for that?
So I was an intern up the road, actually, at Enterprise, and it was really fun. I got to learn kind of the in and outs of, like, how a business functions and, like, how you actually make money and all of that fun stuff, and I really enjoyed the people there and the opportunities they've given me, and, yeah, I really liked it there, actually.
Sure. So what do you think, is that something you'd be interested in doing, you know, once you kind of graduate?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good way to start off my career and learn the ins and outs of everything. And I don't know, it's just really, it's a fun environment, and I enjoy people and talking, and that has everything I need up there.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you're a business management mm-hmm. major, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of right down your path mm-hmm. anyways. Yeah. Obviously, you're here with your twin sister. What was that kind of like, you know, obviously, initially coming to school with her, and what is your kind of relationship like with her?
So we knew we kind of wanted to go somewhere together. It was a thought that we're like, yeah, we'll go somewhere together. It'd be more fun. And honestly, like, we roomed together freshman year with two of our other teammates, and it was super fun, and I enjoyed that a lot. And then sophomore year, we roomed together again, and I don't know, it's just like, we're the same person, so it's like we don't have problems with, like, dinner or what we want to do on the weekend because we normally have the same agenda. And then junior year and obviously senior year, we still live together, and it's just a lot of fun to, like, kind of go through college together. And honestly, it makes my parents have a peace of mind.
Yeah, so you must be super close with her basically your whole life, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, again, kind of going back towards the volleyball piece, what have you kind of seen, you know, obviously when you first got here, the program wasn't necessarily in the best shape on the court. What have you kind of seen, you know, just increase in both the talent, the culture, and just overall depth of the program.
Mm-hmm. So freshman year, it's kind of, you know, new, don't really know what to expect. And then as the years got on, I noticed, like, we have more of a purpose. It's not just, oh, we're going to go play volleyball. It's now we're going to go win every game that we can, and we're going to do our absolute best to win. And I think it's just a mindset shift. It's not like, well, we tried. It's more of a, no, we're going to win, and we have the talent and all the pieces to win, so we're going to do everything we can to win.
Sure. So obviously that's been a significant change from, you know, when you were a freshman. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your, you know, personal goals this year? And then what are some of your goals as a team as well?
Gotcha. This year it's just, I don't want to leave anything like unsaid, no rock unturned. I want to go out with a big bang. It's the last one. And last time I'll be with all of my best friends that I'll remember forever. And I just want to see us do incredible things. It's not like we don't have the talents or anything, and it's just really exciting because it's like, this is it, and I just want to make sure that it's the best possible ending there could be.
All right, thank you so much for joining me today, Cassie.
Thank you.
We're back with Hard Rocker men's soccer coach Ryan Thompson. I'm just kind of getting started. You know, what is, obviously you finished off your scrimmages, what do you kind of take from those as strengths, and kind of, and obviously, what's the transition like, too, to go from summer camp to now where you're kind of more game planning for actual games now?
Yeah, it's just, it's really good to see the guys in their element, right? And finally getting out and playing against another team and identifying, you know, where we're at as a group, who's been working over the summer, what freshmen are going to come in and potentially make an impact on the team. So we got a lot of really good information. We didn't necessarily get the two results that we wanted, right? We got one at presentation, fell a little short to Western Nebraska on Saturday. But it was still a good showing. It was a better starting point than I think we've had, for the last, you know, five seasons. So, you know, just looking at those guys and seeing what they're capable of and what moves we're going to make and who we're going to travel with is, you know, it's kind of identified itself a little bit more, and we're ready to hit the ground running today and get out to St. Cloud on Friday.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned already briefly St. Cloud. Last year, those two games were really intense, physical, chippy games. What do you kind of have to do? And obviously you split. You won one, you drew another. What do you kind of have to do, you know, going down to their place to get a couple wins?
Yeah, I think we have to be more gritty than we were last year, right? Those were our two best games last season, and unfortunately they were the two first games of the season. But we showed a lot of heart last year, and you know, being the away team in front of their fans, where it's going to be, we don't know what to expect, right? We've never been out there. But I can only imagine what it's like, right? They have a big sports following, they have a big hockey following, and now integrating soccer into the mix, I think that they'll have some pretty feisty fans. But we just have to go out and play our game and be gritty and be physical and you know, defend ourselves, defend each other, and really play for the team and just go out there and push them and hopefully put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, you have a couple of really strong, experienced returners coming back. Guys like George Martinez, who's probably going to break some records this year, but also Elias Bergfeld, Garrett Cole. What do those kind of guys do for just your overall depth and just being able to be leaders for your young guys?
Yeah, I mean, they're huge for the team. They're guys that have been, you know, here or played at a really high level. They're leaders. You know, you're talking about someone like Elias, who is the captain of our team. Him and Hayden have done great. You know, their vision is the same as mine and of Coach Schaefer. So, you know, we put a lot of responsibility on them to continue to motivate this program and, you know, be those guys on the field that are communicating, be the guys off the field that are helping out these younger kids and, you know, the guys that aren't maybe at the spot that they really want to be at yet. Boosting their confidence and helping them out to reach that point where they can jump into these bigger games. So, yeah, the leadership has just been great in the preseason and summer camp. And, I mean, I can't thank those guys enough for what they've done and getting the group together and, you know, going out and doing hikes and having barbecues and stuff like that. So they're bringing the group closer, and you know, we have seen that on the field that they're just tighter as a whole. There's no cliques. It's yeah, it's just been a really good preseason.
Yeah, culture is obviously a big piece to kind of translating to success on the field. So what have some of those things you just mentioned done to, you know, improve the team culture?
Yeah, I think it's just integrated everyone into this mix, right? You have people from all over the country, people from different parts of the world coming in and trying to fit in. And with leadership like we have, they encompass everyone, right? You have 8 new freshmen that come in that don't know what to expect. They don't know how to live away from home. And now you get them here, and then you have, you know, the 2 coaches, and then you have 2 really good captains, and then a really good kind of support staff for those captains, and really just embracing everyone and their little quirks and their cultures and, you know, their ideology and where they came from, and joining them in and just becoming that one big group. You know, it hasn't always been like that, and that's something that we really preach in the spring is how do we get that culture, and who are the 2 guys that are going to put on the captain's armband, that are going to build that culture for us and help us, you know, continue that culture down the line. So Hayden and Elias have done a really great job. And then you get the support guys of, you know, George and Garrett Cole and Jesse Corneliuson and Drew Urban, those guys that have been here for the last 5 years. And, yeah, it's just been a really good mix, and I'm happy with what I've seen.
Yeah, and Hayden, obviously, he's really emerged as a young leader, too, because mm-hmm. he's only in his second year with the program, right?
Third year. First year was a COVID year.
Okay. Yeah, so what is that kind of like to have a guy who's not a senior, who hasn't been around as a fifth year, to kind of step up and be a leader? Does that help kind of relate maybe to some of those younger guys, too?
Yeah, I mean, he's newer, right? So he came in, and he came in at a really weird time with COVID, so he had to... You know, they didn't get to be around each other as much. It was really practice, and then they all kind of went their separate ways and had to kind of quarantine. So he's seen different sides of this process, and having a guy like him and you know, both of those guys were voted in by their teammates. So there's a great deal of respect coming from the team to both those guys. But even Hayden coming in, I mean, he sat the bench for the first half game of the first season that he was here, and then he became a starter. And he's just one of those natural born leaders on the field, and very beneficial. And it's nice that we get to get him back for a couple more years after this. So, you know, it's just, he's been a big influence on the younger guys and really related to those younger guys because he is still one of those younger guys. So, yeah, it's been nice having Elias, who's older and a graduate student, and then having, you know, a true junior as a leader, because it just proves that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can be a leader no matter what.
Yeah, and kind of even more so than maybe in previous years, it really seems that the building blocks are there for this program to take a pretty big step forward.
Yeah.
What do you think kind of needs to happen this year for that to, you know, it was kind of close last year too, where you had 7 1-goal losses. Mm-hmm. What do you kind of have to do to be able to finish some of those games and take that step forward?
As a team, we have to realize that if we drop a game, that's not the end of the season, right? It seemed like last year after, you know, we beat St. Cloud, we tie St. Cloud, we go down to Texas, we play 2 really physical, again, gritty games, lose both of those, but had really good, you know, strong moments in both of those games, and then we come back and play Billings, and we got it handed to us, right? We didn't have a good performance, and it seemed like everything from there on just kind of dropped off. You know, we keep preaching to the guys that one game doesn't define a season, right? You could go out there and win your first 4 and lose the rest of them. You could, you know, you could lose your first 4 and then win the rest of them, right? So there's big swings in the game, and we have to keep that in mind, that one loss isn't, you know, we're not going to be a losing team, right? We can bounce back. So we have to take it one day at a time. If we lose a game, we lost on Saturday, and you know, now it's get that out of our minds and let's go in and face a pretty good St. Cloud team and try and get a win. And that's all that we really can do, is just keep preaching that, you know, it doesn't matter if you lose a game. What are you going to do to respond and rebound? And if we're going to be a team that's going to lay down and let people walk all over us, then maybe we don't have the right guys and we need to make some switches. But, you know, this game is weird and it can change. And there's a ton of teams that have lost four games in a row and then went on to win a Super Bowl, right? So it's, you know, things like that happen all the time. And, you know, we need to prove ourselves to this, to the conference. I mean, we were voted second to last in the conference, and now it's proving time, right? We have to do it now. We've been talking about it for 5 years. Now it's time to actually get it done. And I think we have the guys that are buying into that and realize that, hey, we can do this. You know, if we drop a game, let's go out and win the next one.
Sure. So what would have to happen this year for you to kind of look back on it at the end of the year and say this season was a success? This is the year that we really turned the corner.
You know, we have records that we want to break. That 4-win mark, we believe that we can get past that and, you know, get to 5. And realistically, you know, when I look at a schedule every year, I think of, all right, what are games that we can go out there and we can win? And what are going to be the tougher games, right, where it could be a loss, but or if we pull it out, it's going to be a pretty big upset. And on this year's calendar, there's 9 games that we for sure can go out there and win. You know, so our record is to just be better than we were last year, right? If we get to that 5 games, great. If we get to 9, even better. But we have to be better than we were previously. We have to keep the train going down the tracks. We have to continue building up. And we thought we had that going in, a couple years ago, and then we came into to last year, and it didn't go our way. So, you know, we just changed a bunch of things up and, you know, brought in new guys and brought in a new assistant coach, and now we have to just continue building. So, you know, being a success is different to a lot of people. And last year was just one of those years where I don't even like to think back to last year because it was just that stressful and that tough. So if we can come out of this season where it's not like that and it's better and we have a group that is still together, and I mean, that's a success. But obviously we want to go out there and win games and prove that we are a strong team and we can compete with anyone.
Sure. Well, kind of another difficulty maybe going into this year is you are just on the road forever, it seems. Mm-hmm. Like you have, I think you have, what, 18 total games? You have six home games.
Right.
And you really only have one in the month of September, and then it's right. Middle of October.
Yep.
So what does that kind of do? You know, how much more difficult is that to kind of get the guys mentally and physically prepared for?
Yeah, I think it's tough for anyone. You know, everyone likes to play in front of their home crowd, and no one likes to miss a ton of classes, right? But unfortunately, that's how it played out this year, and we have to go in and just do the best that we can and play our game. It will be tough, and you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I haven't to the guys. It's going to be a really tough season. We're going to be on a bus a lot. We're going to be in hotels a lot. You're going to be studying from, you know, a lobby in a hotel with spotty Wi-Fi. So it is going to be tough. It's going to be tough on your body. But at the end of the day, the game's a game, and you have to go out and play it no matter if you're home or you're away or, you know, at a neutral site. You have to go out and do the best that you can. So, you know, being on the road that much, it doesn't make a difference to me, because again, the game's a game. You have to go out and play it. So you know, I think that it will actually be somewhat beneficial because it will put us to the test. We're going to have to face some adversity. We're going to have to face injuries on the road, and our 22-man roster gets dwindled down to, you know, 20 or 17 or, you know, whatever it is, and we have to play with what we have. So for me, I know it's going to be tough, but I think it's going to be a positive, and I think that it's going to help that culture build, and, you know, we just have to go out there and be gritty and strong and fight through everything that comes our way.
All right, that's all I have for you, Ryan. Thanks for joining me. Obviously, good luck this weekend. Good luck, you know, with all the road games to start, and we'll see you back home in September.
All right, thank you.
Continuing with Hard Rocker Soccer, we're with defender Elias Bergfeld. Thanks for joining me today, Elias. Just kind of getting started, what have you seen, you know, in some of the differences from when you kind of came in last year to what's been happening on the field so far this year?
Well, yeah, we lost a lot of seniors last year, a lot of starting players. but the incoming freshmen, they brought a lot of good energy and positive energy, and they're working hard, and they're pushing even the starters to work even harder in practice to keep their jobs. So, yeah, even though we lost some key players, I think we're on a good track.
Just kind of, you know, looking back to when you came in last year, obviously you weren't a captain at that point. Now going into this year, you're a captain. What has it kind of been like to embrace more of a leadership role?
Good question. So me and my co-captain, Hayden, we're trying to do a lot of stuff off the field, like having get-togethers, going on hikes and stuff like that to get to know the incoming freshmen, but also to grow closer as a team. And we also had more practices on the field to get what we need, some extra practices.
Sure. And then for you personally, you know, what last year there were times where, you know, it seemed like just physically there were teams that just kind of bullied you. You know what I'm saying? So like this year, you have some guys that are coming in that are a little bigger. And then what do you kind of do to just, how do you have to up your play physically, I guess?
Well, yeah, we're trying to work hard on the field, but also in the weight room. And also on conditioning, just if you're not as big, at least you can outrun the team, I'd say, and just work for 90 minutes, so, or even longer if we're going in overtime. So even if we lose some fights in the midfield, for example, we at least can track back and regain possession later and do it for the whole game.
Yeah, and I've seen some of that even in your scrimmages this year. There's definitely been an improvement just in the grittiness, just in the physicality of the team. What do you kind of attribute to that?
Well, personally, I moved from defender to center mid now. So I try to help get the ball back earlier, not as a center back now, but as a center mid, and don't let the other team have possession for as long as they had in the past, and just try to press higher and to show the other teams that we can also play pretty good soccer.
Sure. What are some of those? What's some of the main transitions just from switching positions from center back to center mid?
Well, for me personally, it wasn't too big of a transition. I played center mid before and probably played it the longest time in my year. Actually, the transition to center back was a bit new last year, but now I feel more comfortable in my natural position.
Sure, and obviously you're originally from Germany.
Yes.
I'm assuming you probably played, I guess club is more of the bigger thing when you're in
Europe. Exactly. Yeah, we don't have high school sports like here in the U.S. Our sports is separated from high school and middle school and universities.
Sure, so were you able to, the first question is, what kind of clubs were you able to play for when you were there?
I played for semi-professional clubs. In second and third youth divisions.
Okay.
So not on the highest level, but on a pretty high level.
Sure, but you didn't play for like any of the German U18 teams or anything like that?
I did not play for any national teams, but I played against a lot of good players.
Sure. You have to be really good, especially in Germany. Germany is a really good soccer country, so you got to be really good to be able to play for those teams. What are some of your goals just going into this year individually, and then what are you hoping the team kind of does to take a step forward? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to contribute to the team as much as I can on the field and off the field with as a captain, trying to teach and to guide the freshmen also if they have questions besides soccer in the classroom, for example. But also on the field, I want to leave everything out on the field and fight for in every game for a team. And I hope that all of us will do the same on the field. And yeah, so basically we just need to get more wins. It it's that easy, but I think we have a good team this year, and we can get more wins than last season.
Sure, and playing the center mid role instead of the center back role, your responsibilities shift a little bit, right? Now you're probably going to be a little bit more of a playmaker, whereas last year you were just trying to stop other people
exactly.
from scoring,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, now I can play more of my creativity and try, yeah, to build the game and create more chances. But also, I'm still on the defensive side, so I'm kind of in the middle between offense and defense. So, yeah, I try to do both parts as best as I can.
Sure, and you guys have, in that front side, the attacking side, you guys have quite a bit of experience coming back. I mean, between you, Hayden, the other captain, Garrett Cole, George, you know, you have a pretty good group. What do you think you guys need to do to maybe just get the ball in the back of the net a little more?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I think it's coming down to finishing, and just keep on practicing finishing. And well, we're doing good in the practices. We just need to transfer it from practice to the game, I think. So we're creating a lot of chances in the, we saw it in the last two games. We just need to finish better, I'd say.
Yeah, and your scrimmages, maybe the second one maybe didn't go the way you guys wanted, but the starters only played, I think, the first about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you played pretty well. How do you kind of take that into your first couple games this weekend?
Well, yeah, we played pretty well. Obviously, it was a scrimmage, so we subbed a lot and gave the freshmen and guys who are on the, I'd say, on the lower end of the roster, more time to get more experience, and that's important for them to grow as well. And yeah, our starting lineup is pretty solid, and I guess in the normal games, when starting lineup plays the majority of the game, I think we have a good shot. But also, even though we lost the last game, the freshmen did pretty good, and I think that a lot of them might have chances to get some time or even starting spots
sure.
later on in the season.
Sure, and obviously this year you kind of have a heavy road schedule. I think you only played like a total of 6 home games.
Yes.
What does that kind of do, like physically, mentally? How do you kind of prepare for that?
Well, it's kind of hard to prepare for it, I think. Besides the school aspect, you have to get all your work done before or on the trips. For the athletic side, yeah, long trips like 6 hours or even 10 hours on the bus. It's not that easy, but I think if we're on practice on the same day and just move a bit around and get the legs running, then it shouldn't be too hard. Obviously, it's a bit of a disadvantage, but next seasons we have more home games, so I think that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and I mean, in the end, you still got to go out there and play soccer, whether you're home or away, right?
Yeah, and we travel always the day before, so it's not too bad.
All right, I don't have any other questions for you, Elias. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, good luck coming up this weekend. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
This has been episode 31 of the Hard Rocker Huddle. Thanks for tuning in today. This is our first episode of the 2022-23 year. We'll be going weekly from here on out. Tune in next week. This has been the Hard Rocker Huddle. My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert, signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.